Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about all of the people that are going to be affected by the destruction of Mystery Babylon. Listen now as we continue there today. Foundation for the Bible. Verses 15 through 19, it says, "And the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing." Who are the people behind selling you those things? Who are the people that make sure you get these things? And think about that for a minute. And so they profit from it. So when their things are destroyed, they're in trouble, okay? So the merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught." Their money, you see. "And every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off." You see, it's going to affect shipping, manufacturing, stocks. This is going to represent a financial crash, which really becomes a boom and a help to the Antichrist when he sets up the one world monetary system and you have to have his mark. And all these people that are socialists and communists that want everything on the same level, well, that'll do it. But understand, when that happens, it's not going to be your work ethic. It's not going to be your wisdom. If you're on the same level, then you're going to find out that your freedom's been taken away. Well, that's going to happen in the tribulation hour. So I just wanted you to know, and I believe it's going to happen in the second half of the tribulation hour, which I believe that this that I'm reading about happens in the second half of the tribulation hour. Now look at verses 18 and 19 of Revelation 18. "They cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, That city, what city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, the great city wherein were made rich, that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she is made desolate." They're not crying for Rome's religion. They're crying for the loss of their money. And as you look at Revelation 17 and 18, you'll see those things are very clear there. So, again, the merchants of the tribulation weeping and wailing, since it represents the source of their financial gain, they are upset, but not because it's their religion. Except money is their religion, but Rome is the vehicle. That vehicle's been destroyed. It's not the doctrine of it, it's the fact that it was their vehicle. Nineveh may have been hated worldwide, but she is number one, and the merchants prosper by the Assyrian kingdom. And it particularly centers around its capital of Nineveh. And they think they too are too big to fall. Now, look, religion is one thing, but really, whether it's Rome, Islam, or what have you, so much of it is about the money. Now, some of you think it's only TV evangelists. No, it's more than that. Okay? I was in Israel years ago, and as I was going through East Jerusalem, there were Muslim merchants there, of course, who was going through their area. And as I was standing on the roadside, I saw a truck coming. There's very narrow roads. And so I stepped up off the road onto a sidewalk so that I don't get hit by a truck. Now, those Muslim merchants over there, they're just so kind and nice to me. They really are. And to everybody that comes through there because they're trying to sell you something. So when I stood on that walk, what I didn't realize, I was standing on the sidewalk of a mosque. But I would have rather stand on that sidewalk rather than have that truck run me over. Okay. Well, immediately, the imam of that place comes running out and starts yelling. And I have no idea what he's saying because he's speaking in their language. I didn't know their language, but he's yelling at me and pointing for me to get off the sidewalk. And I couldn't understand what he's saying, but I could understand his gestures that he meant, get off that sidewalk, and I'm waiting for that truck to get by before I do that. Well, I didn't know if he's going to come out there and try to push me or what, but I was waiting for him, and then the merchants come running out there, and they yelled in their language at the imam. He immediately shut up, turned around, and walked back in the mosque, and then those priest came up to me and apologized and says, "We're very sorry, and I want you to know that will never happen again." Okay. Well, you see, if they kill me, there's no benefit. There's no financial gain for them if they kill me. And, you know, they say, here's a guy that's in Israel, and he'll make tours, and he'll come back again and spend more money. So this is a guy that's an income for me from time to time. One man told me recently that he went on a tour and went into Jordan. And they were talking to a Muslim guide about, you know, being a little bit more afraid in Jordan than they are in Israel, because Israel, you know, the protection there, you feel safe there. I feel safer in Israel than I do on my own city streets. But the Muslim guide said, "Why would we kill you? You are money for us." Okay, now, Islam is a religion. But money was their god, you see. And that's what's the case with Roman Catholicism in many ways and so forth. It's their religion, and somebody believes in these religions, and they do works to honor their religion to what they think will get them into heaven. But many times the people with the leadership and the headship, they're getting rich. Okay, and that's what I'm just telling you. He's telling us here. Now, if there was no benefit, yes, they'd kill me. They'd kill me in a heartbeat, okay? And but as long as we're money to them, then they're happy with it. The Antichrist takes leadership when surrounding countries are destroyed. In Psalms 83, we have a war there where the countries immediately in a circle around Israel are destroyed. And I believe that that is either right before the rapture or after the rapture. I believe it's even before Russia comes down. Then later, a Russian coalition comes down in the first half of the tribulation. And the other nations that were not in that circle of nations in Psalms 83 are with the Russians. And they too get defeated badly. And Muslims are eliminated. And so, again, the Antichrist then begins to take in all of Israel, sets up this covenant with them, he's had with them. He's getting them eliminated, and now he has befriended the Catholic Church. He's befriended Rome. He's befriended the various types of religions. I believe that this Antichrist, now we're not going to go into this, but I believe it. Reading of Genesis 49, where you see that Dan is the rider and the serpent. I kind of think that he's implying there that the Antichrist would come out of the tribe of Dan, but he's really a Jew, but he's out of the European sector of the old Roman Empire. And I believe that that's what's coming down here. But then later, as the Russian coalition falls after the Psalms 83 group, then they fall, the Antichrist begins to set himself up even more strongly in Israel. And then they institute the mark. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have his mark. And then he betrays Israel. Now, the total devastation of Nineveh is a picture of the devastation in Rome in the tribulation. I believe in that first half of tribulation. Nineveh is completely destroyed, and so is Rome in 1 hour. Many believe that's a nuclear explosion, and perhaps it is. I'm not sure, but I know that they are completely eliminated in 1 hour. Why do I believe that? Because the Bible tells us so. So the merchants of Rome from nations around the world who benefited, particularly the shipping and trade, find they lose their wealth. One might say, due to the marauders, defined as rovers who plunder in quest of booty. Let's look at verse 16 again. Thou hast multiplied thy merchants above the stars of heaven. The cankerworm spoileth and fleeth away. But in verse 15, there shall the fire devour, the sword shall cut thee off, it shall eat thee up. The cankerworm maketh thyself many as the cankerworm, maketh thyself many as the locust. And so he goes on talking about all these things, and just like Revelation 18 mentioned these things here. Okay, now, so what's happening? You say, what is happening here? Well, there are merchants who have prospered. Now there are marauders who are coming in, and they're taking it all away. They're in quest of booty. They're going to plunder. The cankerworm spoileth and fadeth away, we read there in that last half of verse 16. Now, to spoil in a merchandising type of a way means to steal. Okay? They steal. The merchants prospered at the expense of people in an underhanded way. Now, the cankerworm destroys the Assyrian capital merchants. The cankerworm, that which feeds on fruit and foliage, corrupts the foliage and fruit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will